The Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One of the great advantages of being an interim is that I get to tell the same stories and the same jokes over and over and over again. And since I move around, it's always a new and fresh community. So that's a real joy. There may be those times, though, that I forget where I've been or where I've told those stories. But this is one of those ones that's just a classic, one of those ones that will still work. My wife comes from a family of farmers. She was the only girl with 8 brothers. All of those brothers, of course, had this going of at least trying to be as good as, if not better than the rest of them. They were sort of like that, and they did it well. The youngest brother thought that he would try raising sheep. So dairy farm in Minnesota, they sort of find a place and put out the wire fence and fencing, and he goes off to buy a herd of sheep. Well, there was this scrawny bunch of 10, 12, whatever it was, and they didn't look like much. But Kermit was bound and determined to make this work. Well, it didn't take long. After a while, they had been well cared for and well fed, and they were beginning to look like this was actually going to be a real herd, and herd of sheep, a flock of sheep, flock, herd, flock, flock of sheep. And sure enough, the interesting thing is that he could come out of the house, and while he's still on the back step, simply say "sheep, sheep," and instantly the entire bunch would begin to baa and cry and run around and all head for the fence at the same place, knowing that he was on the way and they were going to get fed. That was and something to celebrate. Everyone else in the family could try the same thing, sheep, sheep. And there might be a few that would look up to curiously see, well, perhaps there might be something here. But the sheep knew this was not Kermit's voice. Only Kermit could do that, and only his sheep would respond the way they did. When Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me," everyone would have understood exactly what that meant. It's interesting that Jesus is one who is being challenged by the experts, those who supposedly knew the scriptures, and they were saying to themselves, well, he could be the Messiah, but he doesn't look in anything like what we would expect. So they come to him and they say, okay, just go ahead and tell us, are you the Messiah? Tell us plainly. And Jesus said, I've been telling you the entire time. My works themselves should have shown you that I was the Messiah, and yet you're still asking if it could be true. He said that the reason why they did not believe was because he was not one of his sheep. That's not to say that Jesus was saying, you will never be one of my sheep. He's just saying, at this point, you're looking in the wrong place. You still have not come to faith. You still have not found the goodness of God that is intended for all people. It is a reminder that we who live in the great North Northwest, for all of its good gifts and wonderful things, for all of the blessings that come from living here, it's still a place of unfaith. There are many people who just don't get it. And it's not because they're good or bad or anything like that. It's just they have not learned yet to listen to Jesus' voice. They haven't had the opportunity to discover God's goodness and grace. And we who are members of that flock have the joy of saying, guess what? We found it. We have discovered the goodness and grace of God that is intended, you know, for everyone. We have found what it means to pray to a God who is concerned enough to listen. We have found what it means to give our lives to God in such a way that all of the life that he gives back to us is found and discovered in new ways and in things that give our lives a meaning, things that make the tasks of and service important. We have found where to go for the good food. We know where to go. And it's not because we are different or special. It's just we've learned to listen to Jesus. We know his voice. And we have discovered life there. And this life is intended for everyone. Well, I could probably wrap up right now, but I won't. It's also a reminder of what it is to be a good shepherd. This does come in the 10th chapter of John. It's interesting that this and follows on later on in the story after Jesus has talked about the good shepherd. I need to remind you, of course, and I do this with the disclaimer that I will not be voting next week. I am not supposed to give my opinion on what takes place. I won't do that. However, let me say, at some point you're going to call a pastor. And it just might be that next week will be the time you do it. All of us who have managed to survive those years in seminary have grand and exalted title of reverend. That means we've got the piece of paper that hangs on the wall. We're reverends. It's been interesting is that the planning has gone on with the baptism next week at this service. of Sister Claire's and baby Maeve. It will be a great and wonderful time. I met Maeve last week. She's just as cute as can be. And of course, I've been in conversation with Sister Claire's dad, who happens to be the bishop of the Oregon Synod. So we've been asking, so how do you want to be known around here? And his first response was, well, Grandpa would be just fine. But that probably isn't good enough. So he said, no, how do you really want to be? So it's the question. Do we abbreviate? Is he reverend? Is he, you know, bishop and all of those things? Sometimes we pay attention to these titles, and they do mean things. The fact that Reverend Peterson is also Dr. Peterson means that he has completed more men's study. And the fact that he has served the church as a professor means that he's sometimes called professor. And they are all true. But he will be taking on a new form, a new title of pastor. I have to tell you, that is a title that we take with great joy and responsibility. To be the pastor of a flock like you is incredibly wonderful. It is a deep honor that those who have served here before me have enjoyed. And those who come after me, whoever that is, will enjoy it as well. But there are a few things that you might want to remind whoever it is who comes here. Past Pastor Dan, as he may be called. One is that as your pastor, you are going to support him. When he comes and he cries in his own way, sheep, sheep, you're going to come and say, oh boy, here it comes, the good stuff. You're going to come with the expectation of good things to be shared among yourselves, that he will bring the best that he has to the task, and that will be and something to celebrate. But you also need to remind him that he too is a part of the flock, that he too needs to listen to Jesus, to take those times to hear God's word, and that these are tasks that you will do together. And doing it together, you will also find great joy and everything that you need to continue on. For Jesus is indeed the good shepherd, the one who gives himself in order that the world might be made new. This is indeed a wonderful time, a time of great and challenge and excitement as transitions begin and renew and continue and all kinds of things move ahead. And we all pray, as indeed we should, that God's will be made clear, and that God's strength will be given to all of those who need it. Being a pastor comes, of course, from that term of being a shepherd. It is a great joy. I look forward to the next place that I serve, just as I have enjoyed all of the places that I've served. It has been a great treat. And I have been richly blessed in this. You need to expect the same thing, and for Pastor Dan or for whoever it is who serves here, that they will be an honored in their work and given joy in their service. But as the sheep of Jesus Christ, the same is true for you. That you too will find joy in your service life and being together as a community of faith and hope for all that the world has to bring, and that the future lays out in front of us. Amen.